Let me put it this way, Mr. Raymer. The 9000 series is the most reliable computer ever made. No 9000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information. We are all, by any practical definition of the words, foolproof and incapable of error.
This is awful, awful.
Hey, baby.
And that's when he came up with the idea for the flux capacitor.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious
shit. Save the clock tower! Save the clock tower!
Hey, baby.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Hello and welcome to What the Flux on WNSC UCF Central Florida. My name is Chase Bunker alongside Brett Lyons. Brett, how are you doing today?
Yo, I'm doing fantastical.
That's good. Today we're talking about some aliens, some mayor doing a little funny stuff, LucasArts, and things that make you go at the end of the show. But right now, let's talk about our weekend. Brett, how are you doing today?
Well, today I'm doing great. I'm recovering from a cough. You should see the amount of phlegm that comes out of my throat.
How much phlegm is coming out of your throat?
I mean, okay, if I could explain it in simple terms, it's like you've seen Flubber, right?
Yes.
There's
love that movie.
Flubber coming out of my mouth. Projectile flubber just every morning. It doesn't dance or sing with me or anything like that.
It's not the good kind of flubber, it's the bad kind of flubber.
No, it's a very disgusting kind of smells. But, so that's my weekend.
Which means you hacked it up and you're like...
I mean, my mouth isn't too far from my nose, so it's not like I had to go out of my way to smell
it. Yeah, but that doesn't mean I can't smell my own breath.
What? Exactly. So it just,
like, you have to make a point to smell your own phlegm. Flowers.
Not quite. I wish.
You wish?
How was your weekend? You just... We're a little bit late.
Yes.
Because you were out of town or something?
Yeah, I went out of town, and I went, my dad's on, he went camping with, like, a bunch of his students and stuff, like, some sort of school event, and so I came down, you know, to make sure, like, all's good in the neighborhood, because the neighborhood my parents live in, it's not like it's a ghetto or anything, but there's just been more break-ins than usual.
So you went in to say hi to them and make sure that...
Yeah, I made sure that there was no, like, I made sure to kind of play security detail for a little bit.
I didn't realize you were so well-versed in keeping security tight.
I've watched a lot of UFC and Power Rangers enough to get, you know, my combat training down.
Okay. That's very generous of you as their son to let them know that you're there for them.
Yes. And, like, you know, I was able to see some friends. I played, apparently they make a Game of Thrones card game now.
You know what? I watched the first episode the other day.
How is it?
You never seen it?
I've never watched it at all.
Oh my god. Okay, you weren't lying about the incest. It is just riddled with incest.
Really?
Okay, if it follows four families, they're all, Game of Thrones, they're all after the one title of king or something.
Really,
I fell asleep for a little bit too.
Oh.
But one of the people that are aspiring to be kings, whores out his sister and, to these village people, and so that the village people will be part of their army so that they could attack one of the kings, which is kind of a cool plot line. However, right before he whores her out, he's like, he gets her naked and he's like, "You have a woman's body now," and he's touching her ever so gently, and like, and then there's another queen who's having sex with her twin brother. It's just riddled with incest. So, I mean, if you're into that, buy an HBO package and watch that every Sunday.
Well, I do have my neighbor's HBO Go account, so I could probably just listen to that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was that. But I think the... Excuse me.
Stop dying!
My coworker says the same thing. I think the best part of last week, though, was last Thursday night,
you and I both
saw Evil Dead together, and man, what an experience that was.
Which I think... for us, we have to talk about, you know, some spoilers. So if you don't want to know anything, you know.
Yeah, fast, either don't listen for the next 20 minutes or, like, fast forward to the news segment, which you'll figure that out. We put the times up online of what each segment is. So if you're looking to see Evil Dead, don't listen to the segment.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not like there's a plot, really,
right,
to it. But I guess you want to watch out for that twist? I don't know.
Well, okay, so...
Right, let's start off from the beginning.
Well, let me tell you what I was feeling going into this movie.
Okay.
Because you pre-gamed in your way, I pre-gamed my own way.
Yeah.
Me and my girlfriend, actually, we both had the day off, mm-hmm. so we got day drunk.
So day drunk?
Day drunk, as in, you know, drunk during the day. And so that was like 3 or 4. We came home, took a nap, and then we're like, all right, we're ready for this movie. Still a little might a little bit tipsy, but I was ready for the gore.
Yeah,
but I had like a already upset stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the gore that was happening in this movie, like, I felt in the back of my throat. Like, at any given moment, I probably could have puked. I just, like, felt it.
Yeah, like, I was feeling that a little bit as well. Like, the way we didn't pregame hard like that, like, I just had a shock top and that was about it.
Yeah,
but we watched a little bit of the first one, all the way up to
the tree rape scene. Now, is it really called the tree rape scene, or is this like
that's
an underground...
what it's just kind of like confirmed as tree rape? I mean, in this one, it's not really like tree rape as much as like demonic possession. But in the original one, it just looks like tree rape, and like halfway through, it looks like it sounds like she's like almost enjoying it on accident,
which is a horrible,
horrible, horrible. Horrible. We do not condone, you know, tree rape at all. But, like...
No, not in the slightest.
Not in the slightest.
Not
it's a horrible
regular.
Thing, yeah.
Maybe hug a tree.
Hug a tree. Oh, yeah. Save those, maybe, but...
Okay, so how does it compare to the original from what you saw?
I mean...
Let's start there.
The original one, it was, like, legit, like, you know, this tree's raping her. It was...
No, not just that scene. I mean the whole movie.
Oh, the whole movie? I didn't see all of it, but, like, apparently the old one is, you know, apparently very gory, just, like, horrible acting, but... Just watching this, though, with, like, some of the acting, you know, the acting is a lot better. And the story's a lot better as well, because they're,
it's
like...
put together better.
Yeah, because this one's like, oh, we're just going to go on a trip in a cabin in the woods. Holy crap, this cabin looks like poop.
Well, the basic plot structure is this: it's 5 friends, and there's a brother and a sister, and the sister is apparently, like, a heroin addict or
yeah.
something. And they take her to the woods so that they can intervene, and so they remove her from society so that she can't withdraw or relapse and go back to this drug
mm-hmm.
until she's clean.
Yeah.
So they basically, like, put her in their own twisted rehab center.
Yeah.
Which and then the twist comes in where the dumb friend, despite all the signs, reads the book. It's like, don't read this text. And he's like, all right, I'm going to read it anyways.
Yeah.
And unleashes this demon.
Like, any book covered in garbage bags and barbed wire.
And skin. It was skin, right?
Yeah.
It was wrapped in skin.
It was wrapped in skin and written in blood.
It was like leather-bound skin.
Yeah. It's like, nothing about this says, oh, I should probably read this.
Hey, this is a leisurely read. I should read this on the toilet.
Oh, is this
a
new Harry Potter?
Oh, is this the Chamber of Death?
Chamber of Death, yes, exactly. But
Harry Potter and the Death of My 5 Friends.
Yes. That sounds about right, yes.
So, I mean, how far do you want to get into this? I want to know... Okay, so I have questions
okay.
for you, Chase, because we didn't really get a chance to discuss.
Yeah.
At the very end... Okay.
First off, hopefully you're not listening to this. If you're not, we're going to be going to spoiler soon.
Yeah, right here, spoiler. When he buries her at the end...
Uh-huh.
And then I thought... and then she, like, comes out and she's alive...
I thought she was going to kill him.
I thought she was going to kill him, too.
I was like, you freaking idiot.
Yeah, what
freaking,
are you?
You have the shotgun.
Run.
Do it. Just blow her brains out.
Bam. So, okay, so my question is, well, it sucks that you didn't see all the original, but is that a twist? Because I'm pretty sure.
It ends differently because it ends differently because this one was. I know in the original one...
Bruce Campbell kicks all sorts of ass.
Yeah, and he's the only one left alive, and, like, you know, the bodies of his dead friends, you know, kind of form into, like, this demon. And, like, he ends up, like, cutting off his hand. He has to stack a whole bunch of books on top of it because it's trying to kill him.
So he, so in the original, Bruce Campbell also loses his hand.
Yes. That's and, funny. Like, the last book he puts on top of his hand was A Farewell to Arms.
Oh, it would be.
Yeah, it would
That's
be.
Pretty funny.
It is clever.
So in this, the equivalent of that was the car fell in our hand. And, man, the special effects these
oh
days.
Oh, my gosh.
I was cringing. It looked so real. The cheap. Okay, there's a car on her hand. And she rips, like, against all odds, her hand, and the tendons are just like...
Wait, what's funny is, like, I was at GameStop the other day, and we were talking about this, and like, oh, I've seen better, like, more violent gore. I'm like, bull crap you have. Hostel was probably the only one that, like, kind of pushed that boundary, and this made Hostel look like My Little Pony.
It did. And then, you know what? I think people would compare this to the Saw movies, but I think the Saw movies are a little tacky.
Saw, yeah. I mean, the first few, like, the first two
are my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
The rest,
yeah. Five was, I think it was either five or six are actually relatively decent. And then after that, it was just, like, the seventh one was so horrible.
The fact that they made seven is a disgrace.
Yes.
Bad.
But, like, going back to this, like, there were just a lot of scenes that I just thought were just so, like.
How about this? What was your favorite death scene?
I don't know, because, like...
Because there was five people, four people died.
Yes. I thought the...
Technically, they all died at one point.
Yeah, everybody, you know, died at one point. I can't really say there was, like, a favorite. There was, like, a bunch that got grossed out. Yeah. I thought the face thing was going to get a lot grosser than what it was.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to actually, like...
When she was cutting her face with the glass.
I thought she was actually going to, like... Because they did this in Hostel 3. Yeah, they made a third one. Where, like... They literally just, like, sliced his entire face off.
Yeah.
And I thought that's where they're going to go with this. But no, like, she just, like, was
she looked
carving.
Like the Joker.
Yeah.
You could see inside her jaw.
So, I don't know. What was yours?
Okay, for me, not that it was a death, but, like, the explosion at the end was pretty BA, I would say.
I liked that.
Because every movie needs an explosion.
Exactly.
So there's a giant explosion at the end. I won't tell you who dies, but there is one. And so that was pretty sweet. The blood rain.
Tell me, did you play Slayer in your head when it started raining blood?
No. I should have, though.
Oh my God.
I know that song.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
Let me see if I can pull it up. Because they have a song that's
raining blood. Yeah.
In that sequence, though, when she takes the chainsaw and she's just mutilating
that
demon.
She's just going to town on that thing.
Oh, my God. She basically, like, okay, if this piece of paper was the demon's face, cut in half, just with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
And she just milks it. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, 2 seconds like that paper rip. It was like...
It's at least, like, a good solid minute
of
chainsaw blood spatter, like, frenziness. It was pretty. It was pretty crazy.
You know what? Not my favorite horror movie, but like one of the better experiences going to the movies.
What would you say your favorite horror movie is then?
You know, I was asked the same question the other day because horror movies are like my favorite genre.
Yeah,
I would say though, Cabin in the Woods.
Thank you.
Is like top tier.
Yeah,
right up there.
Like I was just talking about this the other day with some friends, like. Cabin in the Woods not only is just a great horror movie, I think it has to be one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, it's a perfect parody of the genre while also being a badass horror movie in itself.
Yes, which I will not, mostly the Cabin in the Woods is a great movie. I will not speak anything else about that because
that movie,
you literally cannot say a single thing about it.
Yeah, if you're listening and haven't seen it, go see that movie.
Watch it.
So...
That and The Collector, I think, were my two favorite horror movies.
In a traditional sense of horror movies, I used to watch the Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
Mm-hmm.
They were so cheesy, but I loved them so much. Just his character, you can't escape sleep, which is what I loved about him. You know, Friday the 13th, all right, just don't go near this camp.
Yeah, just stay away from the camp. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, Halloween... become a Mormon, don't celebrate it, like you're set.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Hellraiser, well, just don't open the box.
Yeah, there's ways around that.
Have you watched the Hellraiser series at all?
I've seen the first three, actually, yeah.
Okay, because I've only seen
Pinhead is his name, right?
Yeah, I've only seen one, three, four. I found out the guy that plays the Mayhem on the Allstate commercials was in one.
Really?
So I tried to watch him. I can't get past this. Was so... I probably watched maybe about 30 minutes of it and thought, this is just awful.
This is awful.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll take a poll. Let us know what your favorite scary movies are. Maybe tell us about your Evil Dead experience, whatnot. Yeah. But I gotta say, it was a freaking phenomenal movie.
Oh, it's
very entertaining.
It's violent as all crap. All right.
All right.
You know what time it is for?
I should put that up first.
Should. Yeah, you should put that up.
It's the news. Okay, so I forgot about this story in our prep, but I thought this was more important than the stories I originally came up with.
All right.
All right, so Bright Futures is taking a huge cut.
Really?
Which I'm so glad that this is my last semester and I'm graduating.
Uh-huh.
But
I'm so glad that I lost mine. So,
well, okay, so they're raising, by 2014, they're going to be raising the difficulty level of people who could obtain it.
Okay.
So the ACT score, they're raising from 21 to 26 or something.
Wait, isn't a perfect score a 30?
Yeah.
Holy,
so they're really raising the bar.
Holy Dick Tracy.
Yeah, and then the SATs, they're raising the minimum from 1020 to 1170, which is funny because I didn't really study much, but I got 1160. If I was a freshman going into college and this applied to me, I wouldn't have gotten the Bright Futures. I would have been SOL.
Yeah, especially since I was actually a 1020 exactly, because I was literally so fried from the night before of studying the SAT. I was just yep, this is going to suck.
Yeah. I'm content with where it got me, but
yeah.
And the Bright Futures, I got the medallion one, which is the most received one.
Yeah.
So 75% is tuition.
Which here, even still UCF, that's you're still paying $700 up the butt.
It's quite pricey.
It's still quite pricey.
But so let me see the percentage. It's literally going to drop in half. They say that deep, deep, sky stalling. You know what?
Fumble.
I should have highlighted. It drops in half. Is the amount of freshmen that are going to be applicable for the Bright Futures is going to drop in half, which is ironic because it's Bright Futures. If half the people are able to get it, not many of these kids are going to have very bright futures now, are they?
Yeah, and I think that what you're going to see now is either a huge increase in student loans, which is going to raise the national debt. Or you're going to see probably a lot of people just not going to school anymore.
Which is very unfortunate. I mean, the president was saying, oh, education needs to be... I mean, I don't know this. I don't know if he said this exactly.
I know what you're talking about, because, he did say, he wants education a priority. But, if...
This isn't the way to go.
This is not the way to go.
It makes sense. It's probably going to cut the state's budget. It makes sense. I can see why they're doing it,
Yeah.
Because they say that 90% of freshmen... Got it. If it drops in half and only 45% of freshmen are getting the scholarship, that's a lot of money being saved.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it'd be the better good of the society that we were all educated,
I mean, granted, I don't know if I technically should be saying this because it's off of UCF's, internet, but a lot of institutions, though, are so expensive.
Oh, definitely.
And UCF raises their tuition by $100 every year. And it's if you want to help and better educate the system, don't make it so hard to come by. Don't make it so hard to achieve, or else, you're just going to be literally having a generation of no one going to school, and we're literally going to be going back to square one back in the 50s where, college wasn't always an option.
I'm going to have to stop you right there, Chase. There's an ant on your shirt. Oh, I fell. Literally, there was an ant crawling on your neck.
Oh, okay.
It freaked me out a second.
It was probably my aunt. I brought her.
Here it is. Right here.
Okay,
you almost died.
Almost
that thing was huge.
That was
giant. Okay, that was like when you use an eraser, like that metal part. It was that big.
Good Lord.
All right, so I saved your life there. You have to thank me for that.
I do have to thank you that later.
Back to the Bright Futures thing. No, I'll say it. I feel like schools are businesses first.
Exactly.
Before they're a school.
I mean, granted, I know some institutions, you know, provide better opportunities than others. Like, you know, UCF has, you know, this program for us. But I know that University of Florida has a bunch of other programs that help people get out or get a job when they're out. But for the amount of money you're paying, though, that's a bit ridiculous.
For a piece of paper that says basically you're responsible. When you talk to a lot of people and they learn a lot of their skills on the job, you know?
Yeah. Well, here's the funny thing. It's like people are graduating with their bachelor's and they're like, they don't know what to do now because the job market sucks, which is why I don't mind the fact that I'm not in school, because literally the job market sucks, especially since we just had like a bunch of job cuts everywhere. Oshkosh just cut 900 people from their defensive unit, which I didn't know Oshkosh even had a defensive unit.
What's Oshkosh?
They made overalls, I believe, in that Oshkosh Bagosh thing. But other than that, apparently they had a defensive unit. I think it's a little bit bigger than what I think it is.
Is that a joke that just flew over my head? Which I legit have never heard of Oshkosh Bagosh.
Oshkosh was, I know there is a clothing brand of it, and there was like a kids clothing grip brand called Oshkosh Bagosh. I know, that's a lot of oshing.
What?
Well, Oshkosh Bagosh.
I have to look that up. That's pretty humorous.
Yeah, it's like I saw that when we were like scouting for, you know, news topics, but it just seems like this week just sucks.
In terms of stories?
Yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't really much going on. I mean, that's it for the Bright Futures. I'm glad I'm graduating, so...
Yeah.
Doesn't really affect me. Or you, Jace.
Or me.
But all right, one of these stories I found, ET genetic code may be found in human DNA, according to Kazakhstan scientists. I had to click on it. I was like, all right, you had me at genetic code, maybe, or human DNA.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Okay, they think that aliens... Basically, I'm going to summarize this story for you. They think that aliens came, stamped our DNA with genetic code that can't be explained by the theory of biological evolution. Basically saying that we are aliens.
Wait, so did this story pretty much just prove Darwin wrong?
No, it's these people theorizing. I brought it up because I just couldn't believe that they were just like, oh, yeah. They don't really have much evidence. They're just like theorizing that there's genetic code in us brought to us by aliens.
Well, what's funny is like when you showed me that last night, I was just like, okay, yeah, whatever. But then I watched Doctor Who. And the episode called The Lazarus Project, where this guy literally like went through this machine and he was going in 87. He came out like 37. But what ended up happening is like he awakened a lot of dormant genes and he became like this evil, like mutated scorpion-esque monster.
Whoa.
So he looked like an alien. So like as soon as he said that, I'm like, holy crap, Doctor Who was right.
So much like that Doctor Who episode where
what a feeling you're about to make fun of it.
No, well, much like that Doctor Who episode where the guy's untapped genes were unleashed, I think that's what these guys are saying. They were referring to an unexplained radio signal that can be detected in our DNA. That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, especially since it's coming from Kazakhstan, home of Borat.
Very nice. These are aliens in the DNA.
I'll take that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, so I don't think there's going to be any additional news to this story besides the fact that these people are wrong.
Yeah, I mean, we say that they're wrong, but watch them be right and just be like, ha, suck it.
Well, could you imagine, though? Oh, yeah, it turns out there is alien genetic code in our DNA. All right, what could we even benefit from that? Even if that was true, what do we say to that?
That just makes everybody else very unattractive. I mean, would you fall in love with an alien thing?
Well, I guess that proves that there are aliens.
Did anybody tell Fox Mulder this yet?
I used to love X-Files. Don't hate on X-Files.
I will not hate on X-Files. Like, me and a few friends watched, like, the first episode the other day. I was like, wow.
Was it bad?
It wasn't bad. It was just, like, Like, it was, still really good. And I just thought, like, wow, I missed this.
I used to watch every Sunday with my parents, and, like, I was so young to really even know what was happening.
Oh, yeah.
But I just liked the fact that there was aliens.
Yeah, like, my dad and I would watch it sometimes.
Kind of had a crush on Scully, too. I just had a thing for the red hair.
Oh, that's true. Red hair.
Yeah, it's my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Explains Irish.
Hey, now. All right.
I'm not going to say anything else.
All right, so we're going to move on. This last story, William Blakely, who is the former vice mayor of this Tennessee town, Mount Carmel. Not Caramel, Carmel.
There's
only one A.
Oh, okay.
All right, so he was arrested in February, but this article came up in the feed because his hearings are happening this week.
Uh-huh.
But allegedly, this is more impressive than anything else. He was caught...
You might want to watch our words with this one.
Yeah, he was caught with his junk.
All right.
Outside the window.
Hmm.
And he may or may have not been
having a good time. Having such a good time. Oh.
Yeah. While making eye contact with another driver.
Oh my. Was he driving?
Yeah. It says he was driving on the highway. I mean, which has got to be at least 60.
Yeah.
Between 60 and 80 miles an hour, if you're...
Unless you're on 95, it's between 60 and... Holy crap!
Yeah, and 100 or something. But the quote from the woman, he was taking his hand, wetting his mouth, like, I'm guessing, like, licking his lips.
Mm-hmm.
And...
So this kid's listening, by the way. I just want to let you know.
Okay. And, he was doing adult things.
Oh my!
I'm not gonna say the next word then.
That's
starts with a.
I know. I'm pretty sure I know what this is. I mean, I can also peek over the article and see it. But either way, it's offensive, but it kind of like makes me not mad at people that text and drive now.
this is. It brings texting and driving just to a whole other level.
Because before I'm just like, man, the freaking texting and driving. At least I go blind text words, like, I think that's a T, and I'll just, like, spout random gibberish. Thank God for autocorrect. But this guy...
Well, if you're in the public, if you were ex-vice mayor, which, I mean, I guess that's not very big of a role.
Yeah.
But you're still in the public eye. Why would you do something like this?
I don't know. I mean, talk about shooting the breeze. Like,
oh, my God. Yeah, that was a good one.
But yep, there he goes. We lost Brett.
Here we are. that constitutes an actual R.
That's good because the rest of them suck today.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Oh,
I don't even know. I haven't read them yet.
Don't offend me like that.
I haven't read them.
So that's that.
Alrighty. Now it's time for.
Wait.
Do we have it today?
Yeah, I'm so here. I think you're gonna like it.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first time in 5 weeks that we have the actual back burner clip.
What the? Oh, damn it!
The back burner.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Could be better. Well, I think I need to turn the volume up a little bit.
Yeah, but what's funny is that, like, I remember...
It's the back burner.
You do it better. I couldn't find you, though.
I thought was better was like, well, not better. I mean, it sucked last week because you were like, hey, Chase, you want to hear the new back burner music? I'm like, no, I want to hear it on the air, so I'm actually surprised when you get a real reaction.
I know.
And then it doesn't happen. I'm like,
I didn't even have it.
This could have all been prevented.
I was so upset.
This could have all been prevented.
I was so disappointed. I worked so hard on it, too. Actually, you know what? I didn't work that hard on it, but... It was a disappointment that I didn't have it. All right. So, I mean, you came at me with this. LucasArts is closing down. Why?
Disney decided to close down LucasArts, which...
So many good games.
They made a lot of them. They made Grim Fandango, which is a great game. Escape from Monkey Island. A whole bunch of Star Wars games.
The Force Unleashed.
VA. Battlefront, which also led... Here was the bigger question. What's going to happen to a bunch of these games that are already in production, like Star Wars 1313, Star Wars Battlefront 3, which a lot of people were looking forward to, And what I think what sucked even more was that
It doesn't make sense to me is Disney bought out Lucasfilms.
Yeah.
Why would they close down the video game department unless they're going to open their own or something?
That's the only thing I could think of. Other than that, like, I don't see any reason why you would.
They're already planning on making new movies, right?
Yes.
It's an easy franchise expander, you know, if you had video games to accompany the movie. People are suckers for that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they make video games for every movie that comes out. It doesn't matter if they suck or not, but it's an extra probably $1 million in their pocket. Maybe not that much.
Maybe not that much, but yeah, like, people still, like, they'll still play, like, a lot, like, people, I don't know, game companies hash out a whole bunch of Ben 10 games, but they'll still play it. They'll still hash out a bunch of Pirates of the Caribbean games, but they'll still play them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Regardless if they suck.
So, I read that 152... employees lost their jobs.
Yeah. It was pretty much... It sucks, really. Because, I mean, LucasArts, it wasn't like it was a crappy company. It was a good company great games.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like... okay, what's an old game company? Like, Rare? Like,
yeah.
I don't know if they make games anymore, but...
Let's see. The last Rare game... I'm trying to remember. Like, Conquer Live and Reload It? No, it was Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts, I think.
That was the very last one?
I think that was the last Rare game. And what's funny is that, like, I was watching Game Grumps, and they were talking about... They had Grant Kirkhope, the composer of Banjo-Kazooie, and, like, a whole bunch of Rare games.
Yeah.
And they were saying how, like, they want to try to get a company to... Like, a bunch of people together and actually make Banjo 3E.
3E?
Yeah.
Banjo-Kazooie was my first N64 game. It's not my favorite, but it's definitely... Very nostalgic.
It's such a fun game.
Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
You're a human soundboard.
I am.
What I always liked the. That's good.
I got really bored when I was a child.
Would you talk back to the screen?
No, but, like, me and my ex-girlfriend were, like, talking about this.
Dude,
and
wait. Like, just for the hell of it, can you do the banjo one again?
Yo-ho!
Nailed it.
And, like, what's funny is, like, when I would say something, I go, yo-ho, and she would text back, "Pree!"
Nice.
But we were talking, like, we looked up some stuff.
You're still in love.
Shut up! we were talking, and we looked up some stuff about, like, Jolly Roger and how... Like, from Banjo-Tooie.
Yeah.
And I was, like, the most, like, flamboyantly gay character. He's like...
Yeah.
And you have, like, this, like, transgender, like, first mate.
I don't remember that.
And then, like, if you go up to, like, the bar, and I'll have a sign that says, like, oh, for 5 doubloons, you get Siemens Brew.
I don't remember that at all.
There's a lot... I did not realize how inappropriate that game was. It was like Rocko's Modern Life and like Ren and Stimpy, where it had, like, you know, it's good for kids, but there's so much adult stuff in there.
Right. Which, looking back, those cartoons should not have been.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, if that's the case for Banjo, I mean, I applaud them for getting that.
Oh, yeah.
For sneaking that in there.
They talk about freaking, like,
that's cool.
Immigrants with green cards and stuff. Like,
no
alien,
way. What?
An alien crashed down, and Kazooie's like, do you even have a freaking green card? Wow.
Did you recently play this or something?
I recently played it like about a few months ago, and I got all 100,
you know,
or 90 jiggies, excuse
nice,
me.
Nice. My roommate Jeremy actually downloaded them on the Xbox.
Oh,
and,
nice.
Yeah, and was playing them, so we were watching that together.
Oh, but, man, such good games.
So, what were we talking about?
LucasArts? We were talking about LucasArts shutting down. Then we got into our happy place and talked about...
Nostalgic memories. I could play the N64 for days.
I could.
I have before.
Oh, yeah, me too. Like, I love going, like, I'll go to James Noir's house and we'll, like, sometimes play N64. Like, we played Pokemon Stadium one time. It was probably, like, the greatest experience ever. It was just, like retapping all this memory.
Yeah, all this.
We have to go deeper.
Childhood memories.
Oh, yeah.
We have to go deep. Inception style.
Bwong.
So, Pokemon Stadium was cool and everything. I just wish that it's kind of slow-paced.
Yeah, it is. And also the commentating is a little generic.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a hydro pump. It's not very effective.
Basically just reading what the text says.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if it was like, that Pokemon's gonna drown. Something. I don't know. That was probably not the best commentary.
He took a beating like Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Let's like at least update it.
In a Pokemon game?
In a Pokemon game.
That'd be interesting.
That would be. I think that's what they need to do. They need to, like, if they're recreating a whole bunch of these games, get Pokemon out and just get the original 151. And if maybe 251, because that kind of was a stretch for our generation. And I think that you'll see a lot of people loving it. It's kind of like Finding Nemo 2. Oh, it's supposed to be a kid's movie, but we're going to watch it.
Basically. I mean,
it's only going to be us.
That's why it was almost like a genius marketing plan. Much like 4, 5, 6 for Star Wars, you have to watch 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right, so Monsters, Inc. came out, what, when we were like 8?
7.
Let's say average 8, 10.
I thought we were like 5? In junior high, maybe.
Well, at middle school? I feel like I was...
I thought we were in middle school.
Let's say, all right, middle school,
10. Sixth grade.
We'll say 10, 11.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm 22 now, so that's 10 years later, and they're making a sequel.
Prequel.
It's a prequel?
Yes.
Okay, whatever, they're making a prequel. Why else would they do that except for to spark nostalgic memories so that we want to see it? Because, like, Monsters, Inc. was awesome, so I would want to see the sequel or prequel, mm-hmm. whatever. And then hopefully we have kids ourselves and we bring them and then it just happens again. Watch, 10 more years, there's the third one. And then it keeps on going. It's like an ever-flowing cycle.
I mean, that's what they kind of did with Toy Story 3. Because like Toy Story 3, it was just like, you know.
10 years later.
Which, they marketed it wrong, or at least for me, because they were like, oh, Andy's off to college. And I'm thinking, he's discovering new toys.
Oh,
mm.
Like the ladies.
Oh, there's Buzz Lightyear. Oh, hey, there's another Buzz.
Hi-yo.
Hi-yo. All
right, so...
I just kind of ruined Toy Story for myself just now.
Alejandro says, that's... Okay, in reference to the Oshkosh, he's saying it has to be a joke. That's a joke. It has to be. Oshkosh is a defense contractor not affiliated with the Children's Clothing Company. So I think you're wrong.
All I know is that there's two Oshkosh. There's at least Oshkosh. It exists. Yeah. And I think it has clothing. It involves clothing. So I'm waiting for Alejandro to respond back. No, you're an idiot.
Yeah, he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
He's smarter than you, Chase. How does that make you feel?
Lies.
It's not a lie.
Hmm?
Huh?
I don't know if we'll have time for this, but hopefully we might.
Go on.
Pretty much, like, I was talking to some friends that watch the show, and a lot of the female friends were just like...
That listen to the show, you mean?
Yeah, a lot of... when I say a lot of the female listeners, I mean 5.
Hey, and they were saying... That's 5 people that is... that's 5 females that I don't talk to.
Yeah.
That's 5 more females that I didn't realize I was talking to. Yeah,
and they were saying, like, you guys talked about your women. What about your men? Top 5 men.
We should have a top 5 men.
We should have a top 5 men.
All right. I don't even have to think about it.
I don't have to think about it either.
I mean, like, I really sat down and thought about the women, but you know what? I got a list of men.
I've got a list of men right now.
Well, how about this? You should have told them to post on our Facebook and share our podcast so that we can discuss their choices.
We should have. I should have, but the thing is they're shy.
Oh, you know what? Okay, but they could post what they're eating.
They
could
post
day.
What they're eating, but I guess they don't want to start a flame war between us, and they don't want us calling them out.
Okay. Top 5 men. Tom DeLonge in his prime.
I don't know.
It's a thing.
It's a blank thing.
You don't ask questions. I have their tattoo on my body for more than one reason.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, then.
Yeah. I have the bunny right here, and I have Tom's face on my butt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's what that was. It's like a rash.
It's a Tom's face.
Oh, it's Tom's face. All right, cool. Good to know.
All right, Thomas DeLonge.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
Like, drive Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, I'll give you Ryan Gosling, Young Hercules.
Young Hercules?
Yeah, he was in Young Hercules.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's the only reason why I know him.
I think this is pretty much the same list as last week. George Clooney.
Okay.
It's the voice.
Yeah.
He's... I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hmm.
I know you got it.
I'm starting to realize now that I'm sounding like...
A little... I mean, we went up with women first, and so the only reason we're doing this is just to appease listeners.
They better be listening to this show. Okay. I'll finish this list if they promise to... share the podcast, all right? They need to tell their friends.
Okay.
Okay. Ryan Gosling, George Clooney, Thomas DeLonge, The Rock, and I'd like to be rock bottom by The Rock.
Wow!
People's elbow on my face.
Oh my gosh.
And then last but not least, drum roll please. Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey. I couldn't get past the, hey, how you doing?
I mean, whatever, Chase. What's your top five guys?
Jared Leto from 30 Seconds to Mars.
Okay, that's a good one.
Jason Statham.
Oh, because he's BA.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love Jason Statham. Henry Rollins, I would go with that.
Who's that? Okay.
Just yeah. Like I can't say the he's way an attractive. He he's an attractive man. He's also a hero of mine. So it's like I kind of have to put him on.
Which
there.
Is the Tom DeLonge thing?
Yeah.
For me. All right.
I'm trying to remember my other two. I almost want to say Paul Walker.
Do it, Paul Walker.
Paul Walker, and
I can't believe we're doing this.
Right I now. Can't believe we're doing this either.
After the show, you need to tell me your five friends and. Lady friends, and I'm gonna have a word with them.
You are okay. I'll actually have them post on the website.
All right. And like, last but not least,
I can't think. I'm trying.
Come on, we just were like, oh, we have a list.
We have. Oh, I mean, we named out four. I mean, George Clooney's a.
Let me guess, Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac. no, not Bernie Mac.
Well, the guy from Sugar Ray.
I don't know. Don't tweak my mind.
What about Axl Rose?
No, too much ginger.
What? What about Leo DiCaprio? It's those eyes.
Those eyes, yeah. I almost want to say.
Come on.
Brad Pitt's like a good. He's a good looking man.
Like Fight Club, Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Right.
All
right.
I want to go, like. I should go lift some weights afterwards and.
Yeah, let's delete this section of the podcast also.
Let's do that. Let's go, like, hit on some. Well, I mean, you can't, but. Let's go hit on some women, and
I'll coach you. I'll make sure you hit on them correctly.
What are you, the pickup artist? Mystery?
I'm Hitch.
Hitch? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I made a new audio cue for you too. This is a surprise.
Okay.
All right.
And now for a segment we like to call things that make you go.
A man in China admitted himself to a local hospital after he reportedly inserted a 20-inch Asian swamp eel into his butt. After seeing it done in a porno. I know what your question is. Yes, there is eel butt porn.
I was not aware of that until this story.
You know, I was waking up today and I was like, I wonder if there's eel butt porn.
I mean, like, there's a fetish for everything, right?
Rule 34.
Rule 34, yeah.
If it exists, there's probably porn of it.
If you can imagine it, there is a porn of it.
That's what's sad.
I.e. eel butt porn.
Mm-hmm.
Worst Father of the Year award goes to Robert Rossett as his 2-year-old son was found wandering the streets Sunday afternoon, double-fisting a pair of Mike's Hard Lemonade. When they... Right?
That means his son's gay, too.
yeah, right? Yeah. Well, no, I mean, starting that old Mike's Hard Lemonade,
might be
double-fisting. When the police confronted Rossett about his reportedly missing son, all he had to say was, it happens. That's not even a punchline. That was in the article I read.
Wow.
That's like just, that's literally worst father of the year.
He makes Casey Anthony look like Mother Teresa.
Yeah. I mean, just look at him go. Yeah. Two likes her lemonade. Go, yeah.
Freshman at the Georgia Institute of Technology broke the world record for most eggs crushed with the head when he smashed 142 eggs in 1 minute. Other records this freshman broke include most rejections by the opposite sex in 1 week and largest stamp collection in America.
Do you ever collect stamps, Chase?
No, I was straight.
No. Oh, wait, whoops.
Holy crap, it's a fly.
What? Wait, where?
Jeez, is this place just getting infested?
You know what? There's bugs everywhere in this room. Good thing we're only here for like 3 more weeks.
Yeah. Well, like I was just walking here and there's like literally like flies and like insects everywhere.
Lord of the Flies.
Mm-hmm.
A pet dealer in Argentina caught attention of local news outlets when it was reported that he was selling ferrets on steroids and passing them off as poodles.
What?
Yeah. I mean, that's maybe this is just me. But when you purchase your animal from someone who is... Oh, no, okay. I messed that up.
When you purchase something from an Argentinian, you know it's going to be bad? Is that what you're going to go with?
No, I was going to say, maybe that's just me, but that's what you get for purchasing an animal from someone who's referred to as a pet dealer.
I love ferrets. I don't know why you would do that. I'd just get ferrets by themselves.
On steroids, though? Like...
Yeah. Former Teen Mom star Farrah Abraham recently filmed a sex tape with adult film star James Dean, to which begs the question, does anyone still care about her?
No one cares about no one cares about male porn stars or the attention craving people that they have sex with. Sexual relations.
Alright.
Ba 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 doo, beep ba doo doo ba doo ba doo doo, beep ba doo. Time again for the pick of the week.
Brett, I think it's your turn this week.
Well, you know, originally I was gonna go with my new favorite comedian. His name is Hannibal Buress.
Yeah.
But what were we talking about at the beginning of the show that I was so ruffled up about? Oh, Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't until we started talking about that that I think I want to endorse that instead.
Okay.
So, if I may.
All right. Which is funny, because I was doing research on Hannibal, and I was like, oh, he's on,
He's
on one show, I forget, the Eric Andre show.
And he used to write for SNL.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, he's witty, he's freaking hilarious. If you have a chance to watch his stand-up, you should. The name of it slips my mind, but if you Google his name, Hannibal Buress, Buress, freaking hilarious. You won't regret it.
Okay.
Download his stand-up illegally.
All right.
And then also, you guys should watch Cabin in the Woods, because that movie is freaking awesome. I want everyone of my friends to know that ending. The ending is like the best...
Oh my gosh.
5 minutes of cinema.
That whole movie is just... I loved it.
It's a perfect satire and horror movie at the same time.
What's even better is like it's not even like... It seems like horror movies nowadays are just so focused on violence and gore that this like kind of was a little bit better about it.
Well,
except for one scene.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of cliches in horror movies these days, and this one embraces them, but also makes fun of them at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's just an awesome movie.
Yeah.
But, man, this episode flew by quick, you know?
It did.
I almost still want to go, but we have to.
I mean, we still got a few minutes.
I mean, technically we're supposed to be out 5 minutes before the next hour.
No one's after us.
But there's no show after us.
So we can stall as long as we want.
Scott.
I stall.
Let it crumble.
How about before we do...
Our farewells.
Let's get our plugs out of the way right now.
Oh, yeah. Instead of on top of the music?
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you saying about... okay, there's that friend of yours,
yeah,
Amanda.
My friend David, his girlfriend April, is... in the running for a contest with this tattoo company called the Ink Doctors. Just go to the Ink Doctors Facebook page. The link is on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/whattheflux show, and vote for April Denny.
Now, is she a tattoo artist or is she?
She was a tattoo. I think she's just a tattoo model, but either way, she's the gorgeous one.
Okay.
Like, look for the picture of like.
You know what? I wanted to ask you this question a couple weeks ago, and mm-hmm. I wanted to put it in our back burner segment. We'll have to put it in next week. But tattooed woman versus. Pierced woman. Don't answer that question yet. I just feel like both are erotic, but
and
in
you
their
know
own
what?
Way.
That's also good. Women, tattooed men or pierced men?
Yeah.
Answers. Post them on the Facebook page, and we'll have an intelligent discussion about that.
Right. Our demographic of 5 women.
Yes, all 5 women who do listen to this. Tell me what you think.
Yeah.
Tell me what you want. What you really, really want.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. We don't ever make use of this sound cue, and I feel like we should.
We should. Ah, talk about that prohibition, eh?
The top 5 men, yeah. Hell.
Hey, see? About to give him a cauliflower ear, babe.
What'd you just say?
I don't know.
Should this be our outro music this week?
I don't, like, for the people who are listening, it's like, oh, I don't know what's up next. What the heck is this?
It's run through Disney.
Yeah.
Like when you
like,
go,
I feel like I'm in a silent film right now.
No, I feel like I'm in Frontierland at Disney.
Oh wow!
Right.
Oh my gosh. By the way, did you watch any of the NCAA?
I didn't. After the guy broke his leg, I was scared.
He broke his leg by jumping.
Yeah, which happens a lot in the NBA. Thus, it's bound to happen again.
Yeah. My bracket went to crap.
Oh, mine did too.
Like in a matter of 4 days, it just went from like. oh, I'm the best in order.
I basically gave my friend $10 for free.
Like, yeah.
For nothing. But,
Is there anything you want to plug with Arcadence, or...
We actually have a show this weekend. Oh, you know, okay, we have a show this weekend in Lakeland, and then we have a show May 15th.
Okay.
At the Social. It's either the 15th or the 17th. I have to double check. But it's a battle of bands. We needed all of your support. All five ladies, please come out. All three guys.
Bring all the ladies.
Bring all the ladies. It's May 15th. So, I mean, we'll see you there. Oh, I guess we're leaving. All right, see you.